All right, in this beautiful episode, I want to go over the dangers of being a running quarterback and investing in Bitcoin. Now, just one moment, I got to check something real quick. Okay. So, both being a running quarterback and investing in Bitcoin come with potential risks that are often overlooked. While the rewards of both can be tempting, it's essential to consider the potential harms before making any decisions. Being a running quarterback is a unique skill, that requires speed, agility, and quick decision making. However, this style of play can also put a player at increased risk of injury. I'm looking at you, Lamar Jackson. You gotta stop running so much, man. And also throw the rock a little differently. Look, I have no room to talk. I'm a pussy. But just hear me out. Anyway, running quarterbacks are more likely to be tackled or hit, increasing their risk of concussions, broken bones, and other injuries. Similarly, investing in Bitcoin can also come with significant risks. Bitcoin is a highly volatile investment, with its value fluctuating wildly in a matter of hours or days. This volatility makes it difficult to predict whether an investment will yield a return or a loss. Moreover, Bitcoin is largely unregulated, leaving investors vulnerable to fraud, scams, and other risks. In addition, Bitcoin's digital nature makes it vulnerable to hacking and cyber attacks, putting investments at risk of theft and loss. The combination of being a running quarterback and investing in Bitcoin can amplify these risks. Running quarterbacks are already putting their bodies on the line every time they take the field, and the potential financial risks of Bitcoin can add even more pressure and stress. However, just because there are potential risks involved doesn't mean that being a running quarterback or investing in Bitcoin is inherently bad. Both can be rewarding and offer significant potential for success. The key is to understand and mitigate the risks involved. For running quarterbacks, this means working with coaches and trainers to develop safe and effective techniques to minimize the risk of injury. For Bitcoin investors, this means conducting thorough research, investing only what you can afford to lose, and considering a diverse range of investments to mitigate risk. In conclusion, being a running quarterback and investing in Bitcoin both come with potential risks that should not be ignored. By understanding and mitigating these risks, individuals can enjoy the rewards that both endeavors can offer while protecting their health and financial well-being. So, Lamar, if you want to be a running quarterback, fine, but whatever money you've made from the NFL, at least invest it into something that's real. Maybe like, I don't know, an S&P 500 index or something. Just don't get into fake-ass Bitcoin, please. Please. I think Lamar's a good kid. My only problem with him is that he's a running quarterback. And that's all it's ever been. He's a hell of an athlete. He exposes himself to so much more injury, and his longevity in the game is going to be way less than most other players. So, I'd like to see him win a Super Bowl, but I just don't think it's likely if he's going to keep being a freaking running quarterback, man. Come on. If you're going to keep running, it's just not good, man. Enough of the subject. I do like Lamar, though. He's a pretty cool dude. But anyway, later, everybody. Woo.